Okay, what if you've determined that your dog has to lose a little weight? Well, here are two proven painless methods to easily accomplish that. The first is to provide your dog with a high-fiber diet. All you need to do is reduce your dog's total daily intake by a quarter to a third and add back double that amount of canned or fresh-cooked pumpkin. Your dog will end up eating a greater volume of food, so he or she will feel full, but will be taking in fewer calories. You can use any vegetable that's very low in calories as long as you grind it up so that you can accurately measure the amount. But most dogs just love the texture and taste of pumpkin, and it comes already cooked and canned, so that's what we recommend. As a bonus, the pumpkin provides roughage so your dog won't become constipated, as can happen when you just reduce your dog's overall food intake. Watch the weight peel off your dog as you monitor the thickness of the layer of subcutaneous fat using a tissue tent test. Once your dog is at an appropriate weight, you can begin to add back its regular food, but keep monitoring your dog's fat layer weekly and modify its food intake appropriately. You'll likely never go back to feeding the same amount that you were feeding that resulted in your dog becoming overweight. The second method is for dogs that are fed mainly a dry dog food diet. It involves feeding 30% more volume of wet food, such as canned, dry reconstituted, raw, or cooked food, thus replacing some of the dry food with water, since wet foods have much higher water content than dry foods. Again, just monitor your dog's subcutaneous fat thickness weekly and modify its food intake appropriately. With either of these diets, your dog will feel satiated and won't look like the one in this picture.